How to share the Word of God with others. 7 simple and authentic methods. You found hope, joy, and peace through God's Word in your relationship with Jesus. Now you're wondering how to share this with the people you love. This can be especially challenging when relating to friends or family members who don't know God or who have walked away from their faith. It can be even more challenging to share with complete strangers. Here are 7 simple, authentic ways to meet people where they are and share God's love with them via His wonderful Word. God's Word has the power to change lives, and He will work through us as we put our trust in Him. Number 1. Be a good friend. Over and over again, the Bible emphasizes the importance of treating others with love, respect, and care. We are called to serve one another, Galatians 5:13, to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, Colossians 3:12, to forgive one another, Ephesians 4:32, and to be generous to the poor, Proverbs 14:21. Before we can be in any position to share the Word of God with others, we need to ensure that we are treating them with the same love we know God has for them. Strive to be the kind of friend you would like to have. By simply being a consistent, loving presence in someone's life, you will establish a space in which to share the gospel with impact. Number 2. Offer to pray for people who are struggling. Hopefully, as we show ourselves to be good friends by avoiding gossip, unkind words, and selfish actions, our friends will feel comfortable opening up to us. Whether your friend is dealing with a broken heart, job-related stress, or health issues, conversations about difficult things can be a great time to offer to pray. In the context of prayer, we can begin to introduce our friend to the core tenets of the gospel. Jesus loves them. He cares about their struggles, and He offers hope and direction in every season of life. Number 3. Text verses of comfort and hope. If you don't have many verses memorized, or you feel intimidated quoting the Bible to someone face-to-face, try texting a verse instead. Say, "I read this verse this morning and thought it was powerful," or "thinking of you as you deal with XYZ," and share a verse you think would resonate with them. This is a small gesture that shows you care and gets God's Word onto your friend's phone. Number 4. Give books, Bibles, and audio Bibles as gifts. Give the gift of God's Word. Few people will refuse a gift, so this can be an easy way to introduce someone to God's Word. While they might not read or listen immediately, it will be available when they're ready. A Bible, a personal solar-powered audio Bible, or book like Mere Christianity or Simply Christian are great choices. The Mega Voice Pathway audio Bible is small, affordable, and available in many translations and languages. The Companion Audio Bible is also a great choice for gifting and sharing. Number 5. Be a living example of what the Bible says. Often, the best way to introduce others to God's Word is by living like Jesus. Use your words to encourage and support others. Avoid gossip, arguing, and complaining. Serve others and be generous with your time, money, and skills. Show people what it means to love Jesus and live in accordance with His Word. Number 6. Invite others to small group or church. Figuring out how to share God's Word to your family can be particularly challenging. If you're part of a church family or small group, try inviting family members under the premise of introducing them to your community and your church friends. They will get an opportunity to experience your world, and you'll get an opportunity to share God's Word with them. Number 7. Ask good questions and listen well. Many people have had some kind of experience with the Bible or the church. It's important as you talk about your faith with others to get a sense of where they're coming from. Ask them what they think of the Bible and Christianity. Ask them if their family practices any kind of faith. Tell them you're looking for their honest opinion. By asking questions and really listening to the answers, we can learn how to share Jesus with others in a way that truly resonates. Bible verses about how to share the Word of God with others. These Bible verses give us important clues on how to share the Word of God with others. But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. 1 Peter 3:15-16. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves. Publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. Psalm 96:1-4. I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God. Luke 12:8-9. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14:26. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort, with complete patience and careful instruction. 2 Timothy 4:2. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. 2 Corinthians 2:14. At Megavoice, we equip our partners to fulfill the Great Commission so all people may engage with the Word of God in their own language. There are many ways you can partner with us in this mission. Sponsor an audio Bible each month for a person in need of hope. Purchase audio Bibles for your own use and distribution. Donate to a fundraising project through our nonprofit, Megavoice International. Pray for our global team as they work to serve God. Subscribe to our newsletters to receive regular updates on our work.